two anti-Brexit Cook Party candidates resign over offensive Twitter posts. By Victoria Friedman on April 25, 2019. Two candidates for the pro-Remain Change UK, CUK, have resigned just 2 days after the party launch over offensive Twitter posts about black women, Catholics, and Romanian migrants. The first resignation from the Europhile Party, which wants to retain membership of the EU and supports the uncontrolled free movement people, came the day of the launch on Tuesday, when a tweet surfaced of Ali Sajedi describing Romanian migrants as pickpockets. In the social media post from November 2017, the former Tory and mixed martial arts fighter had written, "When I hear that 70% of pickpockets caught on the London Underground are Romanian, it kind makes me want Brexit." Apologizing and feeling embarrassed, Mr. Sajedi told the Evening Standard that the comment definitely doesn't reflect my views and said it came in response to a friend being robbed at the time. "I think these things should be highlighted," he continued, "I think this is a serious issue. Talking about racism, xenophobia, misogyny, I think these should all be highlighted, and if it is at my expense then fine." In further uncovered tweets, the candidate, whose party is campaigning for a second referendum, had called Labour's London Mayor Sadiq Khan a joke of a man for advocating for just that, adding, "To those petitioning for a second EU referendum, don't you believe in democracy, or does it not apply when things don't go your way?" On Wednesday, Scotland's lead candidate for the Liberal Progressive Group Joseph Russo was forced to step down after writing in a now-deleted tweet that he was afraid of black women. Mr. Russo had written in 2012, according to The Times, "Black women scare me. I put this down to being chased through Amsterdam by a crazy black whore." In 2013, he said that a Domino's pizza restaurant was owned by a loony Catholic, and again in 2012 criticized the police for targeting low-hanging fruit after arresting former glam rocker and convicted sex offender Gary Glitter for historic child sex offenses. In response to Mr. Russo's comments, a Cook Party spokesman said, "We have been made aware of several offensive Twitter posts. We have discussed this with Joseph Russo and it has been agreed that he will stand down and is no longer on our list of candidates." Mr. Russo subsequently resigned, saying he was not fully prepared for the personal scrutiny he had to endure after offensive Twitter posts were revealed, according to the BBC.